Tell me about my Rhode Island friend.
Well, I checked with John Pistori.
Oh, God, that's the last thing I want you to do.
There wasn't any way of getting the information.
Well, then don't do it. Let me get somebody up there to do it, because that just makes him furious, my friend, when a Democratic president goes to him through a Republican leader. So I just got to be careful. I don't want you to tell a human except your Republican sources. If you can't find out through them, why, just tell me you can't find out, and I'll get some. We'll go to some other name.
See, we had no sources out home to contact, because they had no background on him.
Well, he was from Illinois or something.
Yeah, he used to be at Southern Illinois University.
Yeah, that's what I want you to call, see what they knew about him.
I made one contact out there, and they didn't know a damn thing about him or about his politics. Now, he's a Democrat.
Who told you that?
The story called him and asked him. And he wasn't interested in the job, so that just laid it right there.
Did you tell Pastore I talked to you about him?
Yeah, I think I did. Interfires out of call, because he said, what do you want to know for? Well, I said, I had an inquiry about it. And he guided around a little bit. I said, well, the fact of the matter is, White House asked me about it. So don't let that disturb you.
No, but it'll disturb him. You don't know these little boys, my friend. They just, I get more hell because they think you run the government, these Democrats, than I do for anything. And I've got to talk to you, but don't you ever let them know I do. Don't you tell them. Now, what about the Harry Byrd went and talked to John Williams anyway.
Oh, well, I asked Harry not to.
I did too, but he...
Before he did, and I said, Harry, just don't do it.
I begged him not to. Now, what do you think? He wants Cook to go see them, both of them, today.
Well, they can talk to him if they like. I still think it would be a mistake, because, goddammit, if he bought that stock, there's a record.
Oh, yes, that's
a record of
what he would do when he walks before the committee. The first thing he would say is, my name is Cook, my age is so-and-so, my qualification so-and-so. Now, I want the committee to know, here's what it did. Mr. Baker talked to me. I saw the president of Magic. I talked to the SEC about him. I told him to go hire him a lawyer. They did. I bought 1,000 shares of the stock a few months later. I paid 40. I sold it for 38. I lost a little money. I think it was a good company then. I think it's a good company now. I was a private man. I thought I had a right to buy it, period. That's what he would say to me.
Yeah.
And then I brought it through a broker. Nobody gave me any deal. He had no deal like Burns, where he got it cut rate and stuff like that, or where he did any favor for him. He just bought it just like you'd go and buy Standard Oil.
But it's a hell of a headline when they say, Cook interested in Magic. And argues you will. There's going to be a hell of a lot of suspicion. Well, that's a tragedy, because hell, the guy is a top flight able guy.
Well, I know, but we got to find somebody that's real tops now. And you get in lots of problems with Nelson's ambitions, and he wants to run. And this guy's got lots of banking, international banking problems that he doesn't think that he's got all kinds of conflicts with on the monetary question. And that's something I want to reason out with you, and I don't want you to talk to a human about it, but it's the most important thing can happen. The biggest problem I got outside of Vietnam is balance payment.
Oh, yes, sir.
And they tell me your man Kennedy in Chicago is not quite what we want.
I don't think
they tell me Peterson out on the West Coast is not what we want.
Yeah.
They tell me Youngman is not what we want.
Oh, no.
They tell me that... This fellow's got, I had him checked yesterday by another businessman, and he's got conflicts, and he's got the problem with Nelson, and he can't sit in the cabinet and plan with me and then have his brother running against me.
Yeah.
Things of that kind, and so we got to watch that. And I've got a fellow I want you to look at. I just don't want to be secret about it. Eisenhower never cleared any of these with me, but I want you to know them because I want you to be my friend and defend them. And this is a very technical matter. I don't want a lawyer on this thing if I can avoid it. Look at this fellow Hart, write his name, H-A-R-T.
H-A-R-T.
Coppersweight, C-O-P-P-E-R-S-W-A-I-T.
Coppersweight.
Copper, C-O-P-P-E-R,
yeah.
S-W-A-I-T.
Coppersweight.
Coppersweight. He is the chief of the division
yeah.
of rules and standards
yeah.
of the commission.
Yeah.
He's been there for 15 years.
Yeah.
He comes from, I believe, Minnesota. His congressman says that he endorsed him. I don't know who he is, and he's a Republican.
Yeah.
He's a married appointment.
Yeah.
They tell me that it would be well received by everybody. I don't want somebody that's well received by the industry as such, because they'll say I'm appointing an industry man.
Yeah.
And I've got to get a new name and a fresh name that's an educator, that's a woman, or that's an engineer. Yeah. Everything on there now is lawyers.
What about the name I sent to Jack yesterday, Francis King?
He's a lawyer.
He's a lawyer, and he's dean of the Wayne University.
That's just what I don't want. I've got the damn thing full of lawyers now, and all they do is argue. They've got to have an engineer if you can get one. They don't have a single engineer.
That's true.
And most of their problems are engineering.
Yeah.
And this guy's the head of the rules and standards, and he's a married appointment. And they couldn't say there's anything wrong with it. He's District Columbia. He's got no pressure, but they say he's a good man. I've never heard of him, don't know him.
Yeah. I'll get you another name today.
All right, but
I don't know that he's an engineer.
Well, look at this Copperthwaite. Just right. Look at him now.
Okay.
And see, and I don't want to, I want to act and act pretty quick. Have you got any more ideas on the secretary?
No, not for the moment, but give me a little time. I'll give you another name today or two. For consideration.
I think I'm going to send Hull if I don't get a better one.
Yeah.
Hull is a legitimate Republican.
Yeah.
Hull is an educator. He does know the educational television. He's been president of it.
Yeah.
And we need somebody to balance the thing. And the industry's not against him.
Yeah.
But they want a king always.
Somebody gave me another name yesterday and I forgot it. I'll check back. Find out who the hell it was.
Now, we might take old Munt's man, Adams, over there to CAB and switch him over.
I wouldn't.
Casey's got a fellow named Zagoria that used to be a reporter on the Washington Post.
Yeah.
He wants on something.
Yeah, and he's leftish as hell.
Well?
That's the National Labor Relations. There was another name came from Michigan. Rue Mel is a fellow.
I don't want anybody from Michigan.
Oh, you don't?
Hell no.
Well, I'll give you names this afternoon.
I get more hell from Michigan now than any place state in the Union.
No.
God bless you. When are you all going to have hearings in the Senate?
I had a session with Jim, and we're going to be doing all right. We'll start hearings on Tuesday, and we'll run until the 9th of March. We're throwing this resolution in with an instruction to report the bill back on or before that day.
Okay, all right.
So it's going.
Bye.
Yep.